Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Welcome to another episode of Italian American Life with Frankie D, the very first Italian American podcast from 2013. And we are at ItalianAmericanLife.com. My guest today is Jesse Andrews, the CEO and founder of Italy Vacation Specialist, a boutique travel experience provider with over 20 years of living and breathing Italy, perfecting the art of seamless travel. Jesse, I love that. Breathing, living and breathing Italy. And you know why I love that? Because Italy like brings out all our senses, you know, from sight and our eyes to our nose and the scent of Italy and the biggies are, it touches our heart and it touches our soul. So Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, you have I was doing some, you know, research on you and an incredibly interesting story to tell us. But I think first, just tell us where you're from and how you went to Italy, how you came to go to Italy the first time.
Yes. Okay. So I am from Vancouver, BC, and we are literally like 20 minutes away from Washington State. So, you know, I kind of grew up going back and forth between Canada and the U.S. just for groceries, and the beauty down there in Washington State is incredible. So we were there all the time. And I love Vancouver and the West Coast of North America a great deal. But I ended up studying at McGill University in Montreal, Quebec. And during that time of my BA, I was actually studying Italian as an elective because I had already spoken French as a Canadian. Anyway, one day at the end of my second degree, a person came in the room and asked if anybody wanted to go to Italy to teach English in the summer. And at that time, I thought, I would love to do that because I was actually going to go on to become a lawyer. And I thought before law school, this would be, you know, an ideal summer. And at that time, the place that was looking for English teachers was a town in northern Calabria called Praia a Mare. And I tried to find out information at the time, what little there was on the internet, but I could not. And it was very difficult to find any information whatsoever about Calabria at the time. But, you know, even though
I
was...
Can I ask you, what year are we talking?
2003.
So 2003, it was difficult to find information about Calabria. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Well, in 2000, I don't know, how long have you been here for?
Been here in the sense of America.
In Italy.
I was born in Chicago, so I've been here my entire life, my long life, which is getting...
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So I think you recall, it was over 20 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, we didn't have Google Maps. Like Google was just in its infancy in 2003. There just wasn't a lot of information. There was no booking.com. Hardly anybody had a website, right?
No, that's so true. And now that I think back to it, I don't even think I owned a computer then. So, you know,
I guess.
Let me ask you something. You said northern Calabria. Are we talking the province of Cosenza?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about. And right on the border of Basilicata.
Okay.
So it's really high up there in Calabria. And, you know, outstandingly beautiful.
I do. And the reason I do, it's very ironic. My wife was born in Calabria. In fact, she is from a small town in the province of Cosenza. So that's why it was really shocking when you said that. Do you remember La Sila?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So her town was like 15 minutes from La Sila.
Wow. Okay. So yes, it's interesting though how many people tell me that they have relatives or their family comes from Calabria, because even in I think like New York, like there must be, I don't know, a community of 5,000 to 5 million to 6 million descendants from Calabria. Like it's one of the largest communities of Italians
I very
outside of
much
Italy.
believe that. Yes. And we even here in Chicago, we have a large Calabrese population, and we have a, I'm part of it, a Society of San Francesco di Paola. So the
Oh
city
my gosh.
in San
Yeah,
Francisco.
yeah.
Yes, we have a whole society, and we do a yearly festival, yearly mass. So yeah, it's quite big.
Yeah, it's incredible actually just how huge the community is internationally. And I'll tell you more about that, but fascinating.
You decided to take this position and go to this place to teach English, and you could find no information. That was very gutsy of you to do that.
Oh, it was very, very scary. And I mean, I, yes, had studied Italian, but I didn't really speak it. And I was scared out of my mind. And especially when I first got here, the train system was not working well. I got on the wrong train, went past the town of Praia Mare, went all the way back to Naples by myself. I was only 23 at the time. And finally, late in the night, I ended up getting to Praia Mare after a harrowing time on the train. It was so scary, honestly. And then I remember like getting off, and these like two beautiful women were like there to meet me. I was a total mess. Like I was so like you can imagine, it was hot, and
How long was
yeah.
the first trip supposed to last?
The fur I didn't really have a return ticket to Canada. It was going to be like just for till the summer. It was supposed to last that long. And then they wanted to keep me on until September. But this job that I had got through my school was not teaching English. It was more of a glorified babysitting job. It was like being an au pair. Like they these kids were not interested in learning at all. They were, I think there for mostly
How old
just
were the kids that you were supposed to be teaching?
they ranged in age from 5 until 12, and yeah, it was a huge age difference between them to teach anything, right? So it was just
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
insanity. It was an insane teaching experience. I mean, I ended up hating kids as a result of that time,
Okay.
literally. And I
Wow.
didn't want to have kids. I just ended up having my first baby a year and a half ago here in Italy,
Really?
in Rome.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So you're having a bad experience with the teaching, but what did this experience as far as being in Italy do?
Yes. So basically, after I arrived down in Praia Mare, the town, the night, I had no idea really what was, going on. I was so stressed out, and they took me to this apartment, which was very nice, and I still didn't really know where I was. And I woke up in the morning and went out on my balcony, and I had this spectacular view of the Mediterranean Sea and all the beautiful like kind of gardens in front. I mean, it was paradise. The summer, it was just a gorgeous day outside. And they had this bike for me so I could get to the place that I was working. And they said, just go straight down here. And so I found out it was this, what they call the lungomare. It was like this beautiful seaside walk that went for kilometers and kilometers. But I was going down to the rec center where I was working, and yeah, it was just so beautiful. I mean, I thought I would, had like died and gone to heaven,
Kind of gone to heaven,
really.
yes.
I honestly did. I was like, wow, like this is shockingly beautiful. I've never been in a place so gorgeous in my life. So I spent that summer, exploring all the towns around that area, and just felt, vastly in love with it.
Okay, and then I mean, but eventually you got to go home, right?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to go home, but in the story, I met this soccer player down there, Giuseppe La Scalea, and he and I ended up having a relationship. And so at the end of this job, he said, "Well, why don't you just stay?" And he goes, "You can stay with me," which I didn't want to do. But at that age, you think to yourself, "Gosh, like I'm in this gorgeous place, I'm dating a soccer player," and I just stayed. And he goes, "Well, in terms of work, like, what are you going to do?" And I said, "I don't know." He goes, "Well, you're a writer, aren't you? You make websites." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "You should make a website for the town. Go talk to the mayor." And so I did. And the mayor said, "Well, how much would that cost, right?" And I didn't know. I didn't know what the hell I was doing at that time. But I said, "Oh, 5,000 euro." And he goes, "All right, let's do it." I thought, "Oh my God, 5,000 euros, 20 years ago down in Calabria would last you a year practically."
Oh, for sure. That was a lot of money. Exactly.
Was a heck of a lot of money. And then what happened was that he ended up telling all his mayor friends, because like all those villages are really connected, right? Down there, Scalea and Diamante and even Maratea, which is in Basilicata. But Maratea, these places are really hot spot vacation places for Italians, right? And they had a lot of hotels. And so I ended up at a very young age, basically creating websites, writing in Italian. Like I had to translate like all this stuff and find out about the history of all these places. And so I was making websites for towns and cities down in Calabria, Basilicata, for now over 20 years. And so I got to research, as a part of this job, all of these amazing places in southern Italy. So I really know them like the back of my hand.
Which I just looked up. So that town, you're right. It's at the very northern part of Calabria by the sea. And then Basilicata is bordering the next region. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could reach Maratea from Praia Mare in like 15 minutes.
Okay.
And
Gotcha.
yeah.
So how did you
I
learn
mean,
Italian? I mean, how did you start picking just daily activities?
oh my gosh, because I had studied in school, but really it was just talking with everybody down there all the time. Like nobody spoke English, right?
No.
So I was forced. It was like either you learn this language, I would sit at the dictionary like at nighttime and just like memorize words and verbs. Like, I mean, I was really, going at it very full time then, because it was either do or die.
Yes, yeah. You needed to know the language, yes.
Yeah. And
So how
so,
did it go even from that point then? How did you escalate this whole thing? Like, were you planning on staying, or were you just kind of going with the flow of life?
well, what happened was very interesting because essentially, like, I ended up building one of the first blogs about Italy. Okay. And we called it at that time, it was Italian Visits. Later, my dad changed the name to Visits Italy. And you can still see the website. Like, you can go online and check that out. It's a very antiquated website. Okay. But what happened was a result of us putting all this information that I was developing, or I was getting and documenting about these towns and cities, was that people, travelers, like from all over, started to write us. And they would say, like, I remember one of the first requests, like, "Can you please get these wedding rings from this jeweler at this town? And, we'll pay you like whatever it was at the time, I don't know, 1,000 euro or something, to get this done," because they really wanted these wedding rings. And so we got these really, kind of strange requests coming into the website. And then people started wanting information about their trips. Like they wanted to know where they should go. And we were getting so many emails at one point, like we couldn't keep up with answering them. And I thought to myself, goodness me, like, we're offering driving services down in Calabria with this guy Gaetano Calabrese, like a really good friend of mine, for people that wanted to come back and see their towns, right? There where their family were from, and they wanted a guide to speak English to take them.
Huh.
And so you
That's
can
amazing.
imagine,
Yes.
Yeah, it was interesting. And that Gaetano Calabrese, he owns this Villa Vecchia in the town of Praia Mare. We're still like great friends after 2 decades, and we still do a lot of business together.
So you just started kind of like using your entrepreneurial brains and with this beautiful place and this kind of like all these opportunities and just put this kind of all together, right?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta tell you, like, I was deeply in love with the town. Like, it wasn't the guy. I was really deep. Like, I loved the beauty of the place. I just loved it, like, it got into my heart. And so, like, I wanted to be down there doing this type of thing because it was an inspirational journey for me. And I was making money. I was making way more money than I would have in Canada at 23 years old,
You know
and
what
I
I like
was.
to say about Italy? It's kind of usually the opposite, right?
Yeah,
So that's
I
a
know.
story in itself. Yeah, you made more money in Calabria than you would have in Canada.
Well, to be truthful, I was in the right place at the right time.
And that's
You know, I mean, it was luck, but it was also like, as I told you, it was a lot of hard work because I had to learn the language and I had a lot of, difficulties trusting people. I mean, that guy that I was telling you about, he stole my credit card and bought like all these Christmas gifts with my own credit card. And I found that out right before the first New Year's. Like, I've had really awful luck with men here.
And this was the boyfriend. Okay, gotcha.
And he also, like, because I am not Italian, like, to get any of this money from these towns and cities, you needed to be an Italian with a partita IVA and like making the contract and everything. So everything I was doing was in his name, and he was collecting the money and lying to me outright that we hadn't been paid. And so I went one day to one of the city halls and I said, I've done all this work. Like, where's my money? And they said, oh, well, we've paid Giuseppe already. And I thought, oh my God.
Ouch. Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lots of crazy stuff has happened to me here in business. It's been very hard, but the truth is I have done, very well here compared to a lot of people that come to Italy and then don't end up having any work.
Right. So did you kind of then gear this business towards the travel industry?
Yes, we did. My dad, by this time was helping me with the site, and he had a lot of publishing experience. So, like, the formatting and all this stuff, like, we started gearing it to travelers who needed help. And just kind of by, I guess, default, we became a, travel service provider here because of our knowledge, right? And now we work with travel agents all over the world, but particularly in the US, we have a huge a number of companies that we work with and provide services to.
Well, that's excellent. So in a personal note, so you stayed in Italy, correct? You've been living there all this
Yes.
time. And where do you actually live in Italy?
So for the past, oh God, I feel so old sometimes saying this, like the past 10 years, it's more than that, it's like 12 years. I've mostly been in Rome. But because I really love the nature, we ended up actually buying a house in a town called Stimigliano, which is on the A1 as you head out up towards Umbria. So it's 45 minutes north of the city center of Rome, but I'm still in Rome all the time.
But it's actually in the region of Umbria.
No, it's in Lazio.
Oh, it's in
In
Lazio.
yeah, it is, but just on the border, like right before you hit Umbria.
Okay. And so you're married with child, married to an Italian?
No, I'm not actually. This is a little quirky thing.
Okay.
After another failed relationship with a Roman, I decided that I needed to get away from Italy for a while, and I ended up going to Bali. And it's like Eat, Pray, Love. I'm not kidding. I'm
Okay.
not kidding. Yeah, so I was in Bali for quite a while, like 3 months. And then I ended up meeting this guy named Royce. We fell madly in love and ended up getting married in Bali. Not during that trip, a second trip, like I went back. And yeah, we've been together over 3 years now and have a little baby named Joya.
Joy,
Italian name.
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, but
Yes.
the baby in you live in Italy though, correct?
Yes, we've been living in Italy for the past 2 years. He moved to Italy with me from Bali. And he's learned Italian and
That's a
yeah.
real international story you have going there.
It is. It is. And
You
he's
plan
not
on
really.
staying, I'm assuming, in Italy?
Sorry, what was that?
You plan on staying in Italy? You're going to raise your child in Italy? You're not moving anywhere?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't. We're not planning on leaving, but I am gonna get him to come to Vancouver with me. And so, I mean, who knows what he also has a say in this, you know? But I just don't think after the beautiful experiences and community we have here, we could leave. I think it would be very hard.
Would you say that Italy's kind of like a drug?
Definitely, yes. It's an intoxicating place, not just because of the wine, the beauty, as you were saying, it's a sensorial experience.
It truly is. And you're so right about that. I mean, I
Yeah.
recall my father-in-law's house, which he still owns, in their town in Calabria. And like you said, you open up that window and you just look out at this mountain, and it's mesmerizing how beautiful it is.
It is. It's really for me the intoxicating thing about Italy is the nature because it's just, I mean, sure, like the food and the wine and the architecture and the art is great, but it's actually the landscapes that are the driving force to me. Like I just love to immerse myself in it's so diverse, right? Like from the Dolomites to Sardinian waters, like it's just unreal. And even like where we live, like I think it's such a great find, Stimigliano. Like I do promote it because it's surrounded, like it's basically on the top of this hill and just surrounded by what looks like a golf course, but it's like a natural basin, you know, and the river, the Tiber River, is running through it. I mean, it's so gorgeous. You
And
shake it.
how many people live in this town you live in?
Oh God, I don't know, maybe 2,000.
So it's a smaller town. Okay.
But they have the like lower village and then like where we are in the upper historical center, so it's probably more than that. It's probably more like 5,000.
And so your business, give us an overall view of the business. Like, what if I'm a potential customer, I'm interested in taking a trip to Italy.
Okay, so we have cars and drivers all over Italy, but I would say if you come to us, unlike going to say like a travel agent or somebody who's been to Italy a couple of times, like we really know the country in and out, right? So we can help people, and we do all the time, plan usually what we consider a way better trip. Like it logistically makes sense. We have properties, including private villas, like in amazing locations, right? Like so. You can go online right now and you can go, oh, I just want to go like Florence, Venice, Rome, right? You look at these hotels, you know, sometimes you don't even know, like you go, it's the Roman historical center Via Veneto, right? What you don't know is that like Via Veneto is almost only hotels. Like there's no authenticity to this area at all anymore. Like it's just one hotel after another. So if you're coming to us, we're going to say, well, stay in this area because you can actually, you know, still experience Roman cuisine. And we have such an extensive knowledge of all of these places that we line everything up from your transfer from the airport to the hotel, all types of private or semi-private tours in all the major cities and regions. And so depending on what your wish list is, right? like what you want to see, we're going to say, okay, well, it would make sense to do it this way. And usually we're able to craft something really amazing within your budget. It has to be a normal budget. We'll tell you if it's not. So we are of great help, I think, to travelers coming here because of the experience I've had all over the country.
So you could customize a trip for someone?
Oh yeah, we do that. That's what we specialize in.
I see. Well, that's very interesting because, like, let's just say I want to go to the town where my, grandparents came from. You can do things of that nature.
We can. We still find Calabria is one of the most challenging of the regions.
In what way?
Well, the language is a massive issue in the south of Italy. I don't know why it continues to be something they are not focused on, but the language is a real impediment. And not only that, there's just not a lot of drivers as there are in Sicily or Puglia. Like, it's very unusual because, like, Sicily has really become very touristic. And so is Puglia, but Calabria, no, it's just
That's interesting. And when you say the language, what do you mean by that?
nobody speaks anything other than Italian.
Oh,
Right?
you're looking for other languages spoken. I see.
Yeah. I mean, because like now, and I'm sure you are aware of this, like not a lot of like second or third generation Italians speak Italian in the States, right? They only speak English.
Correct.
So one of the two parties has to speak another language to
Oh, I,
get by
so I
there.
see what you mean. Yeah. So your customers coming, they may not know Italian, and the pool of workers in Calabria may not speak any English or
Yeah.
whatever other language that
Well,
would.
it's a real issue in I would say all of southern Italy. I mean, places like the Amalfi Coast, like obviously everyone's got to speak English, but outside of these areas, it's
But in
very hard.
Sicily and in Puglia, you find this problem as well?
Yes, I do. Even though it's not like as bad, it's still a major issue we face.
Well, I would say that apparently travel and tourism in Italy is just booming even more than before. And
Yes.
I feel like the southern Italian destination has gotten a lot more publicity. And like you said,
Yes.
especially Sicily, there was a television show that was made called White Lotus that,
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
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 Apparently that did a lot for it as well. And Puglia is definitely getting more publicity. More products are coming from there, to the United States. So, like you said, I think Calabria is a little bit lacking, but even Calabria, I think, is starting to get a little bit more known. Tropea is a,
Oh, big time.
destination that's a little more known. So, I could
Big
see that
time.
this would be a great time to have this type of business.
I would encourage any Americans, thinking of coming back to Italy to go into that sector of business because not only can you make a lot of money driving, I mean the daily rates are about, 450, 500, 600 now in Tuscany, 700, 800, right? So if you speak Italian and get a vehicle, you can in the course of a season you can make a lot.
Really? That's all it would take.
Oh. Yeah, you just need to get like, you got to invest in the car and get the licenses, which is a struggle. But once you get that, you're really good to go.
It's a license to print money.
Yeah, it really is because as you said, there are destinations in such high demand now.
Yes, no, it definitely I don't know. I think we, still you're gonna have the people going to Rome, Florence, and Venice, but I feel like it's a more, I don't want to say maybe educated traveler. And I think that has a lot to do with the computer. And you just open it up and Google every place in the world. So, why go to the destinations of the 60s when there's these incredibly exotic places in Sicily, Puglia, Sardinia, Calabria, all over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, if you've been to Italy once, right? You want to get those places like Rome, Florence, Venice, like off your list. Like that's what you have heard about and read about, etc. But I've noticed, and I find it very ironic because people used to say, oh, nobody's going to go to Italy twice. So you better get them sorted out in the top three destinations, right? Well, the majority of people we work with and who have come to us have been to Italy multiple times, and they want our on the ground expertise to show them these destinations that nobody has ever heard of. You know what I
Absolutely.
mean?
Yeah.
And so this is where we're finding a lot of success. And again, that goes to my knowledge, right? Of these little out of the way places that are truly, I think they're deals, you
I
know?
think people yearn, and they really yearn for those out of the way places, for those authentic places, the authentic dining experience. That's what they really want to experience. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, what I love, okay, is still like I'm out there exploring all the time. I'm in this little place right now with Catalina Ciccarella from New York, and she's moved to the, we're like near Benevento in the Campania region. I actually have no idea where we are right now, but I still get a thrill of it. Like it's an addiction to still come and discover these gems, and they're everywhere in the country.
These new places. Yeah, right, exactly. And I think that's what the traveler made the traveler who's done multiple trips to Italy, there's always a new place in Italy to see and the
Yeah.
beauty. So definitely I think they keep coming back. Big question, how
Yeah.
do they find you? How do they get your services?
Well, the website is Italy Vacation Specialists, okay, plural. And just go on our site, ItalyVacationSpecialists.com, and you will see we've got all the contact information up there. I mean, you can share my WhatsApp number. People from all over the world contact us all day, all night, all the time, because I've literally taken all my photos and writings. You can go and click on the map of Italy and go region to region and discover, dozens of towns and cities in each region that I've put on there. And it's very helpful, like kind of taking a trip through Italy virtually.
That's great. Well, Jesse, I this little time that we've talked and got to know each other, I could tell you're very intelligent, very adventurous, and you
Absolutely.
just have a great spirit, and you're not afraid to just try and just do, and
Yeah.
that's the result of your company and your life.
And you know what I wanted to share with you just today? I'm so over the moon, ecstatic. It's just been a great day today because the Minister of Tourism here in Italy awarded me the certificate of Direttore Tecnico, the technical director of a travel agency or a tour operator, which is usually a 600-hour course. And to get this certificate, I had to go back 20 years, get my degrees out, like prove I was fluent in Italian. Like I had to go get all the company records out, the financials, the tax filings, like all this stuff. I mean, it was a lot of hard work. I had to do a CV, like a resume. I hadn't done a resume in, I don't know, 15 years or something, maybe more, because I always had my own company, right? Like why would I do that? So like they really had me writing, and it took me 2.5 months to gather all the documents they wanted, and I just got it today.
Oh my God! Well, congratulations. So this is a great thing, and that would look great for your website and for your future customers to see.
I put it up on my Facebook today. Like I'm not usually like a very gloating person, but it was so much academia in and just documents after that's Italy, right? They want the documents and just hundreds of documents to prove that I had this qualification.
Well, that's excellent. You got to toot your own horn. If you don't do it, who's
Yeah.
going to do it? So,
Yeah, right.
yeah, no, that's great. Well, keep doing what you're doing. It
Thank you.
sounds like a very, very just a very interesting life.
Yeah, it is. I'm so grateful. And La vita è bella,
La
really.
vita
It
è
is.
bella. Yeah.
Yes.
E tu stai
So,
facendo la dolce vita là in Italia.
yes, not without obstacles, but yes.
There's always obstacles. Yes, there is no direct path to that. There is obstacles, but You push them to the side and push them to the left, push them to the right, and just keep going forward.
That's it,
Cassie, thank you so much for the interview.
Thank
Really
you.
appreciate it. If anyone's looking to go to Italy and to go to different places and they have everything set up for you from A to Z, give them a call. Italy
Yes, thank
Vacation
you.
Specialist.
Yep. We have a great team and we'll look forward to helping you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this. It's my first podcast, so
wow,
great.
Well, that is special. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you so much. Grazie mille.
Prego, prego. Grazie a tutti.